Excuse me. Sorry, sorry. I forgot. You don't like your students being so formal outside of class. My bad. Hi. I saw your door was open. Are you available for a quick, tutoring session? Thanks so much. I really appreciate how accommodating you are, making sure you're available for your students, even after hours. I think that's really cool. Oh, I just closed the door so we'd have a little more privacy. This is the first time we're meeting in person, and I really want to make a good impression. I hate asking you for a favor right away. Ugh, this is embarrassing. Oh, thank you. It's so nice that you noticed me. You must have hundreds of students each year. That makes me feel really special, Professor. I guess you caught me. I do like to play teacher's pet sometimes. I'm stalling. I feel like such a coward. Even knowing you're a doctor doesn't make this any easier. So, yeah. I need your help. Obviously, you're a great teacher, but the last lecture left me with a lot of questions. Yeah, the chapter about human reproduction. I just don't understand the logistics of insemination. I have so many questions about how the process actually works. You know, in real life. I don't want to Google it, I'd probably end up with a virus or closing a million ads for terrible porn. Oh, sorry. So, I was really hoping you could help me instead. Please, Professor? Oh, thank God. I mean, thank you. Trust me, I know this is awkward, but look, I brought notes. Actually, I may be a little over-prepared. I was so nervous that I practically wrote a whole syllabus on how I hoped this conversation would go. I didn't want to waste your valuable time. Or mine. This class is so important to me. Okay. We can get started. I guess this first one is a clarification more than anything else. Professor, I don't understand the difference between sperm and semen. Okay, thanks for explaining. I knew they didn't mean the same thing. So, semen is the fluid that comes out of the penis during ejaculation, but sperm are the little swimmers headed for my eggs, determined to actually impregnate me, right? Don't worry, Professor. I see the look on your face. I think that personalizing the scientific process helps me take in more information on this topic. Mnemonics are really useful study tools, you know? Plus, the door is closed. No one can hear us. Next question. Is there a scientific way for men to change the taste or smell of their semen? I see. The evidence is mostly anecdotal. Pineapple and kiwis seem to give the best results. Interesting. Hey, Professor? Can I come over there with you? This feels really impersonal, talking at each other from across your desk. Thanks. This shouldn't take much longer, so I'll just sit here on the edge of the desk, if you don't mind. What about the consistency of someone's semen, Professor? Can that be regulated at all? So it varies depending on the person. And fluid intake plays the most important role? Got it. Are you okay, Professor? You look uncomfortable. And you've been breathing erratically since I sat down next to you. I know this is a different dynamic than you're used to. Us being alone together like this. I wonder what would happen if I just spread my legs open right next to you. Oh, caught you looking. Chill out, Professor. Being teacher's pet hasn't gotten me anywhere so far. So I figured I would go for the direct approach. Plus, the look on your face was priceless. Okay. I've had a crush on you forever. I used to stare at you so desperately during class. I'm sure it was obvious. Even the unintentional innuendo in your anatomy lectures would make me blush and squirm from the pictures your words painted inside my head. You have no idea how crazy you've been making me, Professor. I tried sending you signals that I was interested. I wore tight shirts that showed off my breasts during every class for you. I deliberately bent over in front of you as often as possible. I put my entire gluteus maximus on display for you, hoping it would awaken some passion for me. Wasn't my hot young body tempting? Did I ever make you as hungry as you made me? Yeah, I was definitely asking for it. Begging, really. I've wanted you since the first day of class, Professor. Your whole vibe turns me on. Your intellect, your kindness. Let me finish. Is this really so wrong? I don't think so. I'm just seducing my favorite professor. We're both adults. So what's holding you back? Some silly school rules? Give it up, Professor. I have all the power in this situation already. And you know we both want it. So why don't you just drop the pretense? I'm in charge here, and I want you to teach me how sperm is delivered to my eggs. I've thought everything through a million times. The risks, the rewards. I want this. Tell me you want it too. No, I do not want to use a condom. I want you to ejaculate inside me so I can learn what it feels like. That's the entire point. Plus, I have an aversion to latex. I promise I don't have any STIs. I just got a free test at the clinic. You don't have to worry. I would never put you at risk like that. Unzip your pants, please. I'm gonna wiggle out of these little panties. Pull up my skirt and climb onto your lap. That way your penis can be as deep inside my vagina as possible while we copulate, facing each other. Let me just put this leg over yours and then we'll... Oh! No, nothing is wrong. I just felt the increased temperature of our genitals. Combined in close contact, the heat is palpable. I know this borders on circulatory system talk, but blood flow is important for what we're about to do. After all, that's why your penis is so erect, Doctor. I felt the muscles in your penis twitch when I said that. Oh, so you do like it when I call you doctor. I think I also saw a little pre-cum leak out of your glands just now. Good thing there usually isn't any sperm in someone's pre-ejaculate. We wouldn't want that going to waste, now would we? I want you to show me how babies are made, doctor. This is so intense. This agonizingly slow insertion. The feeling in my vulva. You sliding past my labia minora and penetrating my vagina. It's incredible. I thought I knew what to expect. I knew there would be a rush of endorphins, increased blood flow, sensitive nerve endings being stimulated. But I had no idea it would feel this good. Oh, fuck me, doctor. Really fuck me. I want to feel every moment of this. I want us to look deep into each other's eyes as we copulate to completion. Oh, yes, doctor. I want you to come in me. I guess it's possible, not probable, and then I could have a semen allergy or something, but only about 1% of people do. That's a statistically acceptable risk. Don't overthink this. I want your semen, doctor. Your sperm, specifically, makes up a very small portion of semen, you know, by volume. So, I want to be precise. I need to understand. I need you to teach me what it's like to be bred. Oh! Your sperm is so precious, doctor. It takes 3 months for it to be created and then delivered through ejaculation. That means yours has been waiting for me since that first day of class. Since the first time we locked eyes. Oh, look at me. Now it's time for you to give it to me. Give me your sperm. Oh, please, doctor. And thrust deep inside me. I have to feel your cock. Oh, I'm bounding. I'm bounding into me. Your head right against my cervix. As you come. Come with me, doctor. You have to. Just let your hot semen spurt into me as I orgasm with you. Oh, that's right. Pump it into me. Muscles. They're squeezing me so hard. I can feel your seed burning its way to my cervix. I'm so soft. So open. Please. inside my uterus. This is so perfect. You see, I'm ovulating. My eggs have been waiting for you. Just imagine. What if we got twins on the first try? That would be so lucky. Let me get off your lap now. I have to regain my cognitive and motor functions. I'll just sit back down on the desk while I get myself together. Of course I planned this. It had to be this way. It had to be with you. Remember my whole speech about how desperate I was for you earlier? It's not like I wanted a one-night stand, Professor. I want a baby. And you just gave it to me. At least, I hope so. This is only our first insemination attempt. According to the most recent data available on ejaculation, you just gave me the gift of around 15 to 75 million sperm. And the conditions in my body are very conducive to fertility right now. If it doesn't happen this time, we'll just try again. Could you hand me my panties, please, Professor? Thank you. Now sit back. I want to lean in and tell you something very important in your ear before I go. I'm not gonna go all crazy on you. I like you. That's why I wanted you to breed me, impregnate me, to father my offspring. And now that you've knocked up your little co-ed, I have you right where I want you. From now on, you will come in me whenever I want. Do you understand, Professor? Great. I'm so glad we're on the same page. In case this doesn't take, I need you to do a few things for me in the meantime. Don't smoke. Work out a few times a week. Get plenty of sleep. And avoid hot tubs. I'll monitor my health as well. We need to make sure our reproductive systems are in peak condition. For the sake of our future progeny, of course. I think that's all for now. I want to get home and prop up my feet before your semen starts leaking out of me. I know, stuff like that doesn't really help, but I will enjoy visualizing your sperm fertilizing my eggs anyhow. See you in class, Professor.